The Group 3 Kingston Town Stakes winner in Sydney yesterday, Finch, was highly impressive. A six-year-old gelding by Frankel. Finch had a campaign in Australia last year and he's come back bigger and stronger. Peter Tighe is in the ownership group of Finch and he joins us first up on the show this morning. How are you, Peter?
Yeah, good, Joe. How are you?
Good. It was lovely to see you in the winner's circle yesterday. A year ago, of course, you're in the winner's circle with the great mare Winks, but yesterday you found yourselves there for a different reason.
Yeah, no, it was a really exciting day, you know, for all the ownership group, and we had great hopes for Finch, you know, that he'd come back bigger and better, and you know, Chris has just taken him through a few lead up races, and hopefully we could do well in those and head off to the Spring Carnival in Melbourne.
Yeah, big, strong chestnut horse. He really found the line well yesterday. Did you go into the race with much expectation of a performance like that?
Oh, look, we were hopeful. He's done everything right. He's pleased Chris and all the riders leading into the race, and then he just had to do it on race day to prove that he was a contender to sort of take forward to the Melbourne Cup. And we were very hopeful that he'd come back bigger and better, as you say, and He stamped his credentials yesterday.
How did you all get involved with this horse?
Oh, it's just a horse that came through. Prince Khalid Abdullah sent him over here, being by Frankel. I think they wanted to get the breed out and about, and he was pretty keen to win a Melbourne Cup. I'm sure too. And he sent the horse to Chris, and he retained an ownership in the horse, but was happy to sell a percentage of the horse. And in doing that, Chris invited several of his owners to be part of it, and we thought we'd give it a go. It looked like a good thing at the time, so myself and several friends here from Brisbane are in, and people in Sydney and also people in Melbourne. So, just the love of racing is what gets us all in.
And interesting too that some of your fellow owners were at Bloodstock, who of course raced the other great mare of our era, Black Caviar. So connections of Winks and Black Caviar involved in a son of Frankel that's now headed towards the Cup. It's a great story.
Oh, it is. We had a great day yesterday there in Sydney. We were guests of Neil Werrett and his wife up in their box, and you know, we were chatting about the possibilities before the race, and we had our fingers crossed. And just, you know what it's like, Joe. It makes it for a much super enjoyable day when your horse actually wins. So, it was a great day for all of us.
What's the plan now with the horse? Will he venture down to Melbourne yet or have one more run in Sydney?
Yeah, well, the options, you know, talking to Chris, he'll map out a more solid plan this week. But we could go into the Metropolitan in Sydney, then go off to the Caulfield Cup and then on to the Melbourne Cup. So that's a broad picture at the moment, but there's several options of, you know, whether he thinks he needs get a few more miles in his legs, or whether he takes an easier path. But at this stage, we don't mind whichever path Chris chooses. We'll be more than happy to turn up.
Yeah. And how's life been after Winks?
Yeah, no, Joe, it's been really good. I mean, it's she's the story's going to live on for a long time. So, you know, there's still a lot of interest from people, and we're still attending and going to a lot of events and charity events, and we've been, you know, luckily honoured this year at the New South Wales Racing Awards. She won Horse of the Year, and then we went to Victoria and she was honoured again there. So, you know, life's still been pretty busy, and you know, she's now, you know, set on a path of motherhood. So it's all before us, and plenty happening.
Yeah, how's she settled into life at stud?
Yeah, beautifully. We've been down to visit her, and my wife, Patty, you know, loves spending time with her, and I think Winks loves spending time with her. They seem to get on really well, and she's, by all reports, she has done everything perfect in letting down from a racehorse to become a mother. So the team that are looking after us have given us glowing reports every time, every day, or every time they've spoken to us, they've said on a day-to-day basis she couldn't be any better.
Yeah. Whereabouts is she based these days, Peter?
She's based in the Hunter Valley. We'll say that much without giving away the exact location. But she's down there in a beautiful country and enjoying herself immensely.
Yeah, that's terrific. Any other horses that you've got coming up through the spring, Peter, that we should be keeping an eye out for outside of Finch, of course?
Oh, Joe, it's hard to pinpoint them. I mean, we've got a, you know, we're hopeful we've got a two-year-old trialling on Monday here in Sydney, and you know, we're just happy to have one in the early trials, and we've got a, you know, a few that have we've got hopes for them coming through, but nothing I could really put my finger on for you. So we'll just, I think the surprise of all of it is what keeps us going. So we've got great anticipation for our horses, and sort of in the line of Finch, you know, he's franked it now, and we hope we get a couple more along the way. We can race in some of the bigger spring races.
Yeah. Lovely to have you on the program this morning, Peter, and catch up. Congratulations on the success yesterday with Finch, and good luck for the Melbourne Cup campaign. Hopefully we'll be talking to you again very soon about it.
Yeah, we hope so too. Thanks a lot, Joe.
That's Peter Tighe, who is a part owner of a very impressive winner in Sydney yesterday, Finch. Follow him as he heads down south for the Melbourne Cup.